Chapter 2. Motion. Somewhere in space-time. Do you remember a perfect summer's day? Not precisely where or when, but a moment of languid warmth, pepper scents, itchy grass, airborne seeds and brushing insects. Great artists are able to summon the tangled past into a vivid present experience, because memories are indelible. Claude Monet captured notes of 1,000 childhood summers in his Coquelicot, Poppies, depicting a rural landscape near the village of Argenteuil. It remains one of Monet's most loved and most recognized paintings. Monet painted a series of similar pictures during the summer and autumn of 1873. The precise date and time of the scene are unknown, but the poppy fields around Argenteuil are in full bloom in late May and early June, and the bright sky and lack of shadow suggest that the scene was set at around noon. Let's take artistic license of our own, though, and label the moment when a little boy ambled through the poppies with his mum, and Monet placed a carefully considered dab of red paint on his canvas. Let's say it was noon, the 26th of May, 1873, in a field close to the village of Argenteuil, France. Almost 150 years later, that day has slipped from living memory and exists only in Monet's painting. The place is still there, but the moment is gone. Whimsical common sense, you may say. But is it correct? In 1905, Albert Einstein published his theory of special relativity, which contains the famous equation E equals mc squared. I take great comfort in the fact that there is such a thing as a famous equation. It allows me to imagine that I glimpse a flicker of intellectual depth illuminating the all-developing darkness of popular culture. Special relativity deals with moments, or more precisely, events. An event is something that happens at a particular location in space and at a single instant in time. Monet's dab of paint on the canvas is an event. It has a location, and there is a time that it happened. Einstein's theory tells us how we should measure the distance between events and how to think about their connection to each other. It's a theory of space and time. What is time? Everyday experience tells us that time is something that passes, measured by the ticking of a clock. If everyone synchronizes clocks, and those clocks are mechanically perfect, we might expect that everyone will agree on the time forevermore. We exist in the present, and we are comfortable defining the present moment as now. Since we all agree on what time it is, therefore, we must agree on what now means. This implies that the past is gone, fading in memory as a canvas dims with age, and the future is yet to come. What is space? Space feels like the arena within which things happen, a giant box containing Earth, Moon, Sun, planets, and stars. Two people could measure the distance in space between Earth and Moon at an agreed time on perfectly synchronized clocks with perfectly calibrated rulers, and they would agree. In this chapter, we will follow Einstein in discovering that the obvious statements in those last two paragraphs are wrong. We will discover that time and space are not what they seem. This will lead us to consider the startling possibility that Monet's magical summer's day may have an existence beyond his aging canvas. As the great physicist and mathematician Hermann Weyl wrote, "The objective world simply is. It does not happen. Only to the gaze of my consciousness crawling along the lifeline of my body does a section of this world come to life as a fleeting image in space, which continuously changes in time." But we must start at the beginning and think carefully about how concepts such as distances in space and intervals in time are treated in physics. The first steps towards the modern understanding of space and time were arguably the first steps along the road to modern science itself. Our story begins in the 17th century, with Galileo, Newton, and the systematic study of the motions of the planets and Earth's place in the solar system.